This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Going to talk about something the Ford Family Foundation is involved in, the pathways to securing rural federal funding, and Kathleen Flanagan from the foundation. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So first of all, tell folks more about your role there at the foundation.
I am the director of the Community Economic Development Department and have been at the foundation just close to 6.5 years now.
So what is that department focused on?
We support organizations that provide services to small businesses for growth and expansion in rural Oregon and Siskiyou County, California. We do some work in childcare development around the state because there's such a shortage, and family financial stability are the areas that we work in.
So what was your background that led you to the foundation?
I had worked for close to 20 years for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation and developing small businesses there on the reservation and growing their entrepreneurial ecosystem.
So talk about this program that we're focused on today, securing rural federal funding. And one of the interesting things about it, well, I guess, first of all, why don't you kind of explain what the program set up to do?
Well, our staff, you know, travel around the state of Oregon and Northern California, and we'd been observing that rural nonprofits and agencies have had challenges accessing public sector funding streams from federal and state agencies. And this pattern became even more pronounced during COVID with the federal COVID relief packages, the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan Act were passed. And we were concerned that it would persist as the funds from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act were deployed. So we reached out to Sequoia Consulting and commissioned them to undertake some research that would add evidence to our anecdotes and analyze the causes of inequitable access to public funds and develop recommendations for addressing the problem.
So it seems like when you talk about the federal funds that are out there, like so many other things, there are situations where funds are available, but folks don't always know how to find them. Or frankly, in smaller organizations, I mean, you talk about nonprofits and rural jurisdictions, you've got smaller staffing levels. You don't have someone who has a lot of time to go chasing things down, and special districts as well. And oftentimes, these are the organizations that tend to miss out on opportunities that could really help them in both the short and the long term.
Exactly. And that's what the resulting report, Pathways to Securing Rural Federal Funding, found, is that there's a lack of capacity, expertise, and access to external resources such as matching funds or letters of support. And oftentimes with federal funding, the turnaround time is 30 to 60 days from the time that they post the funding opportunity to when the application is due. And as you said, those that are working in small rural communities often are wearing multiple hats, and there's a lack of capacity. And so adding on to that, you know, having the time to search for federal funding opportunities is just a challenge.
I know that talking to city staff members from around Douglas County, the smaller the community, the more hats the person is wearing. A job that maybe in the city of Roseburg, for example, somebody may be focused on one area. In a more rural area, they may be doing that because there's less work involving that to do. And they may be doing three or four other things as well. And so getting to some of these other things is just hard to do.
Exactly. And so what we have done to take action on the recommendations in the report immediately is developing a toolkit that lives on the Oregon Economic Development District's website. And that toolkit includes a federal funding opportunities prospect list. So it's an Excel spreadsheet that's updated monthly with current federal funding and economic development, and it's searchable and can be refined by the agency's criteria. And then also a grant readiness assessment that organizations can take, and it helps them identify the necessary steps to take in preparing a successful federal grant application. And in doing that readiness assessment, if they determine that they could benefit from some mentoring from Sequoia Consulting, who has decades of experience in federal grant writing. We are providing support that they can access mentoring hours through Sequoia Consulting.
Now, grant writing, I've never done that, but I know a lot of people who have, and sometimes it is really painstakingly particular work, because sometimes you've really got to frame things a certain way to even get somebody's attention, regardless of all the other things you said that would seem to point you as a likely prospect to get something. You know, if you leave a phrase out or something, you're out of luck. And it seems like the mentoring and the assistance here would go a long way.
That is our goal, and you're correct. Some of the federal grant applications are quite onerous. And as a matter of fact, we have a shortage of federal grant writers in Oregon. So the other piece of the toolkit that we're currently working on with Sequoia Consulting is a grant writer roster. And we've put out the call request for qualifications across the country for qualified federal grant writers. And so they're building a roster, and it should go live by the end of next week.
Wow. So by going to this OED website, then organizations, people can access a lot of things kind of in one place?
One place. That is the goal, yes.
And this is new, so it's kind of evolving, right?
Correct.
And is there a kind of a time frame that you're going to have this project going, or do you see it as a long-term thing?
See it as a long-term, and with the infrastructure bill, that those funds will be rolling out over the next 5 years, so there's a longer window of applying for those funds through various agencies, and so this will be a long-time effort.
So if somebody is connected to a rural jurisdiction or a nonprofit or a smaller district organization, things like that, beyond going to the website, can they check with you or one of your staff to find out more about this? How does that work?
Either myself at the Ford Family Foundation or with Sequoia Consulting, and even the Oregon Economic Development districts themselves. I should add that last year the state legislature earmarked some funds for the economic development districts to bolster their capacity for grant writing and pre-planning for projects. Those pre-development services for rural jurisdictions, and they earmarked $500,000 to the 11 economic development districts to do that work, and the Ford Family Foundation has essentially matched those funds to help increase the dollars that go to the economic development districts. So rural jurisdictions can also reach out to those economic development districts.
All right, Kathleen Flanagan from the Ford Family Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cal.
8:39, this is the Morning Report.
Why choose Corona Orthodontics in Roseburg?
All right. Thanks.